Fourth and 12. Comhurst will go for it from the 17-yard line. Jason Wilson back to throw. Passing complete to Denson. Inside the 5-yard line, he'll have the first down. Where's he been all year?
Wow.
DeMarcus Denson, his third big play on this drive.
Well, I tell you, Wilson locked in on him, gave him time, had excellent protection up front. Cattle Mills Fox is guarding the end zone, but Denson cuts it, finds the hole in between four defenders. Wilson delivers it, and boom, he gets it, picks up the first down. They hold him out of the end zone, deliver a huge hit as he's coming down with the ball, but he holds on. First and goal to go for the Tigers.
End of the first quarter, 6-6 our score. Cattle Mills and Commerce. This is Commerce Tigers football on 88.9 KETR.
On the big Friday night scoreboard program, we've got a score for you. Argyle out in front of Salina, 14-0. Pine Tree and Mount Pleasant all tied up at 7. Those are first quarter scores. Now we go back to Memorial Stadium in Commerce. Kevin Jeffries and John Mark Dempsey.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much. First and goal for Commerce. This is the first play of the second quarter. Game is tied at 6-6. Tigers now moving to the north end zone at Memorial Stadium. On this drive, DeMarcus Denson has gains of 22, 36, and 14 yards for Commerce. The 22-yarder was a ground gain. It was a rushing play. And then a pass on the flea flicker of 36 yards, and this one moments ago on 4th and 13. 14 yards on the pass from Jason Wilson. First and goal at the 3. Tigers, two tight ends, wing back to the left side. Toss, touchdown. And that's Brand Kelly on the carry for Commerce, right up the middle. Toss to the tailback, Brand Kelly lowers his shoulder, and Commerce leads Caddo Mills 12-6.
Oh, and Jason Wilson was happy about that. He hands it off. Brand Kelly punches through the line. Some excellent blocking up front. He gets the touchdown, and Wilson just celebrating about the 20-yard line. Is that Tiger team feeling it tonight?
Here's the extra point attempt by Luis Martinez, and it is good. Commerce leads it 13-6 over Caddo Mills, and Tiger football continues after this on 88.9 KETR.
On KETR, it's Commerce Tigers football here on your station. Got some scores to pass along for you. Cooper's out in front of Rivercrest, 14-0. Gunter leads White Right, 7-0. Mount Vernon with the early lead over New Boston, 7-0. Those are all first quarter scores. Now back to Memorial Stadium. Kevin Jeffries and John Mark Dempsey, Commerce Tigers.
Okay, Mark Haslett, thank you very much. That is a 9-play, 78-yard drive for Commerce. The touchdown on a 3-yard run by Brand Kelly. That will be his fourth touchdown of the season, the Tigers senior. But now, the star of that drive was DeMarcus Denson.
Absolutely. And that amazing catch he makes inside the 5 to pick up the first down on 4th down for the Tigers.
Wow.
And points off turnovers for the Tigers.
That's
now
right.
The
that's,
teams are even.
That's right. The fumble recovery by David Malden set up that drive. That's exactly right. He recovered the fumble at the Commerce 22-yard line. Then the Tigers went on the long touchdown march. Here's the kickoff by Luis Martinez. Again, the Tigers advance on the ball. Then they back off.
And a flea flicker.
There was a flea flicker on the drive. That was fun. Here's the kickoff by Luis Martinez. It's a deep kick over the head of the Caddo Mills return guys. It's picked up by Keaton Jones at the 5-yard line. Returned back up the middle of the field. And the Tigers caught somewhat in disarray because of that long kickoff by Luis Martinez. And it's a nice return by Keaton Jones out to the 42-yard line. I think that's called out kicking your coverage.
But, yes.
But it usually
yes.
happens on a punt and not a kickoff.
And at this level, that's also why you see a lot of them kick it high, but only to around the 30-yard line so the coverage can get there. But he kicked it. It went over the return man, bounced around. He fields it about the 5-yard line and then is able to pick up a head of steam going upfield, wound up with excellent field position.
It's a 36-yard return by Keaton Jones for Caddo Mills. And the Foxes find themselves behind to the Commerce Tigers, 13-6. Here's David Chandler, however, up the middle, weaving his way through the secondary into Commerce territory to the 46-yard line and picking up a first down.
Isaiah Martinez finishing off that tackle right there, stripping at the ball. This time, not able to put it on the dirt. And the Commerce Tigers defense looking to make another big play happen.
First down for Caddo Mills at the Commerce 46, moving left to right. Eric Richards, the quarterback, in the shotgun, takes the snap, looking downfield, passing for Chandler in his hands, and then he couldn't hold on.
Wow. Wide open, John Mark. You don't get more wide open than that, and I'm not sure he wouldn't have taken it all the way, but I think he gets his hands on it, a pretty good pass, a little bit higher than he was. He reaches for it, but it bounces around in his hands three or four times. Finally, hits the dirt right there. Caddo Mills Foxes miss a huge opportunity.
Yeah. I think the ball was just a little bit overthrown. He had to reach for it just a little bit, and it kind of threw off his rhythm, threw him off stride slightly. Now here's a fake to Chandler, and Richard's going to keep it. Coming to the near side, inside the 45-yard line, dragged down by Samuel Raspberry, a sophomore for the Tigers.
Good concentration by the Commerce defense there. Raspberry staying on his man. Somebody's got to stay on Richards because he'll fake that handoff. Like I said, you get that those read options in the backfield where the quarterback kind of reads the defense, decides whether or not to actually hand it off or keep it. You got to maintain concentration, keep an eye on Richards. He's dangerous.
This is third down and 7 for Caddo Mills. Eric Richards rolling out to his left, passing downfield, incomplete. Darian Redd of the Tigers, the closest man to that football. No Caddo Mills Foxes within about 10 yards of it, and it's fourth down and 7 for Caddo at the Commerce 43-yard line.
John Mark, Richards under all kinds of pressure right there at the last second as Ramirez came knifing in directly in his face, and I'm pretty sure Richards saw his man wouldn't open and just launched it. That was a throwaway pass just to try to get it out, protect you from losing yards. A good decision right there is there was nobody near that pass. Couldn't have been intended for anybody, but Ramirez forcing that hurry.
Fox is going to punt on fourth down and 7. Eric Richards is the punter. Oh, it's a fake. And pass downfield, and it's incomplete. The ball was snapped to Ty Cox, the blocking back in punt formation. He throws downfield for Chandler, but it's incomplete. And Commerce is going to take over.
Well, there you go. Both teams pulling out all the stops tonight. Caddo Mills fighting for that last playoff spot in the district. Commerce Tigers fighting for a win on the final game at home this season. Both of them pulling out all the stops. Flea flickers, fake punch, you name it. We got it here tonight.
Entertaining ball game so far. Commerce first down at its own 43-yard line after the fake punt fails. Hand off, big Tyron Wilson. Look at him. Churning for yards. Big fella. Hard to bring down for sure. And he's up to the 47-yard line before they bring him down for a gain of 4 yards.
Big Nell finally bringing him down in on the tackle. But it took a couple of green jerseys to hit him before he finally comes down.
Make it a gain of 5 yards for Tyron Wilson.
That's a good gain right there. That's some hard-fought yards.
You'll take that every time. Second down and 5 for Commerce. Josh Brewer wide to the near side. Wing back right. Offset eye. Jason Wilson under center. Toss to Brand Kelly. Starts out up the middle. Then breaks to the outside or attempts to. And he is brought down at the 50-yard line after a gain of a couple of yards.
We're starting to see a little bit of an adjustment from the Caddo Mills defense now. Right before the snap, early in the game, they're coming towards the line because they expect Commerce to do nothing but run the ball. So their safeties are cheating up right before the snap, getting closer in. On this play, they cheat out. Right before the snap, they start backpedaling, looking to protect against a deep pass. They don't know what to expect from this Commerce offense. Commerce Tigers shaking it up.
Third down and 3 for Commerce at the 50. Man in motion from left to right, running play up the middle.
Big Nell in there for the tackle. Saving it about a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, that was Tyron Wilson, the fullback, on the carry. Kevin Dridey's about 1 yard short. He got to the 48-yard line of Caddo Mills. It's fourth and 1 for Commerce. Tigers leading 13-6. 8:57 left to go in the first half, and the clock is rolling.
Josh Brewer checks into the game, replacing Bailey Weaver to bring the play in. Josh Brewer, at a 6'2 senior. Hadn't caught that many passes, though.
On fourth down, Jason Wilson, the quarterback, takes the snap. And on second effort, looks like he will have the first down. He bounced off the first tackler.
Wow.
Went back a yard or two. And then goes ahead and picks up the first down to the 42-yard line of Caddo Mills. How about that?
Well, a little bit of John over there on the side. You see Sam Wells with his arm in a sling coming onto the field to settle some guys down. But that was a little scary, John Mark, because Wilson had the first down. He tries to go up off tackle where the play is designed. The hole is stuffed, takes it to the outside, gets the first down, bounces backwards, and then I don't know if the Foxes were savvy enough to lay off him, but he had to turn back upfield and get that first down twice.
Here's Jason Wilson rolling out to the near side, passing downfield for Brand Kelly. Across the field, Kelly makes the catch, and he's all the way to the Caddo Mills 12-yard line. Jason Wilson rolling out to the near side, stop, pass back across the field to Brand Kelly, coming out of the backfield wide open, all the way to the Caddo Mills 12 first down Commerce. That's a gain of 30 yards on the play.
And this is it. I think they got Sam Wells calling in the plays to the huddle while he's on the sideline there. Very involved in this, getting happy about that. Complete misdirection on the Foxes from the Commerce Tigers.
First down from the 12-yard line. Toss to Brand Kelly, the senior running back up the middle. And the Caddo Mills Foxes pushing back after a gain maybe of 1 yard to the 11-yard line. This looks like a different Commerce team, Kevin.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it takes some time to evolve, get some of these different plays in there. The running game, dangerous. We know they got a lot of guys that can run the ball. But right now, we're seeing a lot of effectiveness from Wilson. Like you said earlier, this may be his coming-of-age game tonight, playing outstanding, and the Commerce coaching staff a lot more faith in him tonight, too.
Bailey Weaver out wide to the near side. Denson in motion from left to right. Handoff up the middle goes to Tyron Wilson, the fullback. Off right tackle inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8-yard line. Gain of 3 yards. Tigers with a third down and 5 at the Caddo Mills 8. Commerce leading 13-6. And just over 7 minutes left to go until halftime and the clock is rolling. Tigers moving to the north end zone at A&M Commerce Memorial Stadium. This drive started at the Commerce 43. This is the 8th play of the drive. 3rd and 5, Commerce. Jason Wilson, the junior, under center. Takes the snap, toss. And this is C.J. Davis in at tailback. Davis eluding a tackler, cutting back, touchdown. C.J. Davis for Commerce, who has not seen a lot of action at running back this year. But looking good there. And that's an 8-yard touchdown run, his first touchdown of the season. And Commerce leads it 19-6.
Excellent vision from C.J. Davis. The play designed to go right off guard, maybe off tackle. He sees that hole jammed up, takes it to the outside, and then cuts it right at the last second to cut upfield across the end zone. Tigers get the extra point, take a further lead over these Foxes.
Extra point by Luis Martinez. Good. Commerce leads at 20-6. This is Commerce Tigers football on 88.9 KETR.